Today, the gospel tells us Jesus has come to show us God's glory. And now we have seen his glory on the cross before the whole world. God so loved the world. He gives his only son into our hand, and out of Jesus giving himself his own life, out of that love, he heals us, saves us, gives us once again what we were born with. That is the glory that God gave to each and every one of us. And this is his glory, nailed to the cross. Everybody denying him, everyone he loved had deserted him. And on the cross, he opened his arms and said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Last week, we reflecting on Jesus as the Good Shepherd, hearing his voice and following him. And today, we are called to reflect on our service of love in the Lord Jesus. In the gospel, Jesus gave us a new commandment. Just as I love you, you also should love one another. And to this he added, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciple if you have love for one another." By siding in love toward one another, others will know that we are the disciple of Jesus. The word of Jesus reminds us of the first letter of St. John. As he said, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them." St. John also said, "Those who say, 'I love God,' but hate their brothers or sister are liar. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen." The commandment we have from Jesus is, those who love God must love their brother and sisters also. The love that we have for our brother and sisters in Christ is but a reflection of the love that we have for God. If we love God, we seek to please him in all things. To please God, we must obey the commandment of Jesus to love one another. By obedience to this commandment, our love is perfected in the Lord Jesus, so the Heavenly Father may love us as he loves his only begotten Son. Perfect love unites the children of God without exception. If we are divided among others, where is the love of God? If parents disown their children or children continuously disobey their parents or disrespect their parents, where is the love of God? Where is the love of God when a nation is divided? The innocent is murdered. The children are orphaned. The women and children are abused. Is this a service of love in the Lord Jesus? Where is the love of God when the unborn are aborted, the life of the elderly and the sick is terminated, the seniors are abandoned by their relative, the rich rob the poor? Those claiming to be Christian are killing each other in the name of God. Is this a service of love in the Lord Jesus? My brothers and sisters in Christ, who we are deceiving? Are we not deceiving ourselves? When the abnormal has become the norm, are we shining in the service of love in the name of Jesus? Indeed, who are we deceiving but ourselves? It is God who has made each and every one of us capable, not of human love, which is so easily lost and battered, but capable of bearing the love of God as instrument of God. And the love we show each other is not our love. It is God's love. And the forgiving that we give each other is not our forgiving. It is God's forgiveness. And the caring for each other also God's caring for each and every one of us. So today, when we say we must love one another, God knows that we will fail again and again. When we think about forgiveness, it is not an easy thing to do because of our weaknesses. And that thing just for a moment, we are not asked to forgive with our forgiveness. We and Jesus together share the Father's forgiveness for all humanity. And look again, that person we cannot forgive because we have not seen that he too is God's glory. For God does not make trash. He does not fool around with life. Each and every one of us has eternal destiny and has an eternal goodness. Let us think of these things. If we respond to the poor, showing our selfishness, demands, and arrogance, we will only respond to evil. The only way to respond to that is the way of Jesus' response on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Today, Jesus asks us to be part of that gesture when we turn to each other and look until we can understand why Jesus would die for that person. I am sure we could agree that it is in forgiving someone that we take the first step to heal ourselves and healing our life. And ultimately, as a person, with forgiveness for all, we can heal the whole world. God bless.